So I suspect, like many website owners, you're getting excited about the idea of social media, Twitter, Facebook and things like that, and how they can benefit your business. And there is no doubt that they're hugely beneficial in terms of building a relationship with your users and actually creating a kind of back and forth dynamic where you're talking with them rather than at them. It's got enormous potential. But always remember, that's only half of the journey. Sure, it's great to move from a broadcast model to a conversational model where you're speaking to them. But the other part of the equation is getting them to speak to one another. That's where you really build up a sense of community around your product, your brand and your website. You know, once you get a group of passionate people who are all enthusiastic about your product together, they fire one another up. They create an interaction between them that reinforces that enthusiasm and that excitement. That's why Apple do so well. That's why they run things like their developer conferences, is because they know if they get all their fanboys together, those fanboys reinforce one another. So you need to be looking for ways where you can encourage your users to start interacting with one another. Now, there's lots of different opportunities for that, from comments to message boards to chat rooms, all kinds of things that you can do, mailing lists. But start thinking, as you're beginning to get a better handle on your social media strategy, of ways to get those users talking to one another and not just to you.